Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Relationship Wednesday. It's June 21st, 2017. We're right in the middle of the week. Always a good day to talk about the things that matter to us, getting ready for the weekend. I hope everybody's doing great. I really enjoyed yesterday's show about birthdays. It just reminds me like how important it is when somebody's in your life and it's their birthday or it's your birthday and you feel like that day's coming up, what a special time it is for everybody. And today's show is truly about one thing. I can't believe the other day I got to witness a phone call between a husband and a wife, and they were upset about something, and she was away, and they wanted to talk about some of their issues, and I just sat there, and very soon they both forgot I was there, and they were just talking the way they would normally talk, as though no one were there, and I was like a fly on the wall. And they've been married for quite some time, and they had these issues build up between them. Some of them easier to fix than others, but just whatever naturally came out. I was listening to them speak, and they were married for such a while that I realized how kind they were to each other in the disagreements and how hurt they felt in the things that they disagreed about, but how respectful they were to each other getting there, getting to solving the issue. And normally when two people are in front of me, that's easy to do because we're all in front of each other. We can see each other. And when we can see each other, you know, everybody remembers to be more respectful and feelings of paying attention to each other in a good way. But when you're on the phone and you can't see that, what happens is you forget that the other person is there. And I'm literally sitting there just taking notes. I did not take part in the conversation at all. It was really interesting. It's the first time I'd ever done that because I just wanted to hear them. I wanted to hear how do they solve, you know, why are these two issues unsolvable after all this time that they had the two big issues. And I thought, my gosh, you know, when you're together for that long or you're just getting into a new relationship, once you're in the relationship, it sounds a little backwards to ask yourself at that point what you want most from your relationship. Most of the time when we first come into a relationship, we tell each other everything. We tell each other what we want, what we're looking for, why we want it, who we are, why we're the way we are. We tell each other everything. Sometimes too much, too fast, but we can't help it. We're so excited that we met somebody and somebody's a captive audience. They want to hear everything about you and you want to hear everything about them. But then the relationships, once you get in and let's say a year goes by, even 6 months goes by, even 2 years go by, you know, that you start to realize that relationships are forever growing. It's not like you get into a relationship and that's it. Now you're going to be one way for the rest of your life. That's nearly impossible to do. But it's also about growing and teaching us who we are and who we want to be, who we want to strive to be. But what is it about relationships that pushes us to push ourselves and see what it is that we really want from a relationship? What is the clue? What is the key? Why is there even a key? So as I heard these issues, they were solutions. They were waiting for the other one to talk. When they got upset and one of them would raise their voice, they'd stop the other one and they'd say, oh, let's not get caustic. Let's not get toxic. and they would reel the other one in. One would start going one way and the other one would say, okay, but we're not going to solve it this way. You know, let's not get toxic. Let's not get caustic. Let's not, you know, get ahead of ourselves. And I thought, wow, okay. And I guess at one point before this phone call, before they saw me, one of them swore at the other one. And the other one said, and you used profanity at me. They didn't even say the word that they said. They just described it as you used profanity at me. So when they were in the midst of their discussion, I listened. It went on for an hour and a half. The time was up. You know, one of the person that was with me left, and obviously the other one hung up, and I get home and I do my routine. Now my mind is constantly working. I can't stop conversation, and I knew that I would get it, but I just didn't know when. So I change, I go to bed, and I'm thinking about it, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, I shoot up in bed, and I saw the solution. Not just the solution, their solution, our solution, everybody's solution. I had to hear so many things in a row that I realized it wasn't the things I was hearing. It was what was missing in those situations that existed in the other situations that were working in their lives. Because you always have what works. Well, why does that work and why didn't this work? Why did this hit a stumbling block? Why was this hard for them to grow over? So when I sat up in bed, I thought, oh my God, I have to start writing about this situation. I have to write. And I probably want to hate to say this when this happens because it's such a gift to be able to do that. But I was so sleepy once I shot up in the morning and I still have to wake up and do the show and I have to do this. And then that went away. And I thought, okay, good. Now at least I'm not sleepy. And I start typing away. And what I realized was that the medication that provides an outlet for communication for all of us. And I know you guys are going to go, oh my God, but it's love. Now, we already know we love each other, so why is it love? Each other, you're there because you care about each other, but why is it love? And I thought every one of those situations that were an issue had nothing to do with the issue. It had to do with the fact that one of the two of them didn't feel loved in that situation, but they didn't realize that that's what they were looking for, to know, why did you do this? Why did you do it this way? How come you didn't trust me? How come you did it, even though it was in front of me that you did it, how come you did it at all? Because you knew that was stepping out of our normal way of being together. But that was maybe a very selfish thing that you did. So why did you do that selfish thing? And the other one says, well, I don't know. We were both there. I maybe got ahead of myself. I got excited. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. And I did it. And I'm really sorry. There's nothing else I can say. But really what she needed to hear was, honey, I really love you. That did not compromise my love for you or take away the fact that I love you. And I realized, had that ended, that sentence, and every one of the things that they thought was a problem between them they would have gotten what they wanted to know was that nothing changed between them in terms of the feelings that they have for each other. Think about any argument any of us have had, or disagreement, or maybe we hit a hiccup in our relationship, any relationship we have. With kids, they get scared they're going to get in trouble, but if they know they're loved and that their parents just want to teach them that this isn't the best way to go about doing what you did, child has a higher tendency to listen and to learn than if we scared that child to death, because now we're scaring them because we're bigger than them. They get older and they're bigger than us. They don't want to listen to us anymore. And in a relationship, if you neglect to let your partner know that your partner is the first most important thing and person in your life, then we start to feel like something's wrong. Something isn't okay. And then we want to know why. And then we start really picking certain instances as evidence as to why we are not loved. Because look, you did this and you did that. All those are signs you don't love me anymore. Why do you do that? But instead of saying that, we say, you did this. Why did you do that? I want an explanation. Okay, I want an explanation about this, and I want an explanation about this, because all they're trying to find out at the end of the day is, why don't you love me? Why don't you care about me? Seeing evidence of it, and it's piling up, and I don't like it, and I'm not happy about it. Our greatest resource is love. It was like finally that day the light bulb turned on. And I realized that without love, don't have the fuel to continue any relationship. When you have a partner and they come home, they walk up to you and they kiss you hello, and they go get changed and they come back and they say, hey, you know what, I'm ready for the night. Let's do this, let's do that. How do you not feel great? Then you have a partner and they come home, and instead of walking up to you and greeting you and acknowledging that you're there and asking you how your day was and then saying, you know what, I'm going to go change, they just walk in and change, and then they stay in the room, start reading a book. And then you have to come look for them, and you say, oh, I didn't even know you came home. How long have you been home? Oh, for a while. Oh, wow, why didn't you stop by and say hello? And you start to feel like they don't want to see you, and then you feel bad. So then you guys go have dinner, and one of you is quiet because you're like, wow, that wasn't, you know, your usual self. Why did you do that? What's going on? Are you okay? And the person, yeah, I'm all right. And you say, well, that wasn't okay because, like, that's not normally what you do. What happened? And if they don't want to tell you, what happens to the whole night? We spend the whole night asking. Such delicate sensitivities, such beautiful subtleties that happen between two people. Only the two people can know and describe. Nobody else can be there and understand two subtleties that the two of you understand. Somebody else might say, oh, you know, he was probably tired. You know, you were tired. You got home from work. You just got home before him. But he's just tired. And he just needed a few minutes to decompress. Now, if the husband said, I needed a few minutes to decompress, I had a really tough day today, and then I was going to come out so I didn't dump that on you, she'd be like, wow, thank you. I'm really sorry that you had a day like that. You know, let's turn it around. turn it around tonight. The communication, the respect of the fact that there is communication, that nothing can fix anything like kindness can. It makes the breathing easier between you. It allows for the bonding and the binding of your souls together. It opens the door for future support. It allows both souls to love more or greater in a greater capacity, where love is more part of the equation than it is part of the argument. Just speaking in the language of love. That was the one thing Christ told me, we would all be speaking another language. And I remember thinking so clearly about that and going, well, it's got to be English. Everybody speaks English. So speak a language and English, another language and English. Somebody else speaks another language and English. We have a common language, English. And then Christ, of course, waits me out with my small little brain. And he says, there's another language that we don't speak. And that's the language of love. If we spoke with love, instead of saying, we're going to cut health care, and we said the truth, and we said, we're not going to provide health care for human beings who need it. Can you imagine hearing that? Nobody could actually say that. So we find a way to speak it without love. Well, it's nothing personal, people, which is the only reason why we need healthcare, is because of people, let's say, as an example. But when we say we're going to cut healthcare, it looks like nothing personal. Well, you know, it's because of money, and we all understand that. But if we say we're not going to provide healthcare for people who need it, that sounds horrible. They sound like a monster. In a relationship, do you say things like, I don't love you today, or I don't love myself today, so I can't love you. I need a day off from us. No, we don't say that, because it's saying, well, I don't love myself, so I don't love you. So is your love to me dependent on the fact that whether or not you love yourself? I think we established that we care about each other. So instead you could say, you know what? I need a me day today. I need to catch up with myself. Everyone understands that. But when you say the other, now you're getting into a whole ball of wax. We say the more true they are, the less conflict there can be. And the truths that we need to exchange between each other are just reflecting the way we think. Speak as you think. There isn't a special way to say anything when we speak with love. So the second language to love is silence. You speak in love, that's our first language, and our second language is silence. A lot of times when you want to say something or somebody says something to you that isn't very kind, that maybe put you down, or made you feel bad, and they knew it because they were feeling bad. Maybe they think you did something, but they didn't confront you yet. So now they're holding the card of, well, I'll show them card, which I've seen that so many times. I can't even tell you how many. And I think, why would we play the I'll show them that card? Because people, when they get hurt, want to show others that they don't need them. Think healthy to inject into a relationship? No. Because the minute you start saying, I don't need you here, you're going to say, I don't need you here, and I don't need you here, and I don't need you here, and before you know it, I don't need you. So it's not a way to bond and get better and get stronger. But if you say, this behavior, this what just happened makes me feel like I have to fend for myself, and I don't want to feel like that in my relationship with you, because I care too much about us to want to have that kind of energy between us that's coming with kindness, that's coming with love. And then be quiet. Just that's all I had to say. Thank you for listening. And let the other person think about that. You don't have to explain and over-explain and beat them over the head with why. You don't have to do that at all. All you have to do is have a gentle voice, the voice that you hear in your head. Because I have to tell you now, if someone comes to me with a gentle voice, they're going to get a lot more out of me than if they come swinging. When they come swinging, all I could see is I'm going to swing back. And then I have to catch myself and say, hey, wait a minute, what am I thinking? Because it hurts when someone comes at us swinging. They care about us enough to not hurt us, that they're willing to hurt us. So we want to protect ourselves, but why? Being in a relationship is all about self-exposure. It's about exposing yourself, not protecting yourself, but we get so scared that we're going to have this loss of love that we start to protect ourselves in a shield after a shield after a shield. But all that does is make it harder to get into what's really, really bothering two people who have love. Honoring the love that we are blessed enough to have. Even let's take it to the maximum. Let's say they have issues that aren't solvable. And there's children involved. The fact that they understand that they have issues that aren't solvable, but they've tried to work through them in a respectful way, will keep that respect later on if they don't stay together. We no longer have to be the cliche and the stereotype of hurting each other and the War of the Roses type divorces. Sometimes two people find out they're really very different and coexisting isn't enjoyable for both of them. And it's unfortunate. And it doesn't happen as much as you would think. But once a mode of communication that stems from love, they will even be able to solve the hardest things that come to their lives if they just realize what was missing, and that was knowing that they are number one, that they are loved to that other person who they've chosen to give their time, their energy. They've chosen to give everything they can to their daily lives. Sometimes you may disagree on decisions that one of you wants to make and the other doesn't, and it doesn't hurt either one. You just may disagree and you agree to disagree. There's so much respect between the two of you that you understand that sometimes something is important to the other person, but when you allow that, you allow the other person to grow and thrive. That is so respectful that the other person feels the same for you too. And it makes your time more enjoyable together because the two of you understand that you have different opinions and that grows both of you, together and separately. You don't have to say things like, well, you got your way this time, which I hear. Okay, I'll try that, but you better not, blah, blah, blah. And when you start doing that, you start putting the other person in a defensive position because you're coming in an offensive way. And the only way a person can respond to an offense is by a defense. But how you take that defense, the words you use, the love you care with, can turn things around. But if you're just trying to protect yourself, the other person is going to do what? They're just going to try to protect themselves. there's a lot to be said. A lot to be said for self-respect, truth, for gentleness, for silence. There's a lot to be said for the way we communicate, the depth our relationships will be allowed to go to. We forget sometimes that there is a depth. We just say, this is the way things are. I like things are. I'm good with it. I'm okay. I'm good today. But even if the other person comes home and they're just going off about work and everything else they're doing and they're just downloading, the best thing you can offer is just to listen. You don't even have to say a thing throughout the whole thing. And sometimes when we don't, they ask, what do you think of this? Or I would like your opinion about. And you say things like, oh, okay, wow, that's great. Because now you feel like this person in your life respects what you have to say enough to ask you what you would do in this situation. Because now they have to approach a situation that maybe they're not comfortable in to bring it to a place of comfort, to bring it to a place of exchanging energy, just like you guys do. Having the patience to wait out somebody speaking, even finishing a sentence, is literally one of the greatest respectful things two people can give to each other. Because it slows down the pace of a very busy world. To reflect gives you time to think, gives you time to refill your tank. It gives you the energy and the wherewithal to want to face more time with each other. It's amazing what it can do. What else is amazing is that you can actually say, this doesn't jeopardize our love. This doesn't jeopardize who we are as a couple. Yes, we had a disagreement. Yes, it wasn't easy. Yes, at times it wasn't pretty. But look, we came out standing. Because just overcoming anything with another person strengthens your bond. The fact that you got to the other side of it strengthens your bond. It makes the solutions we come up with doable. Not scary, not something out of the blue that, oh my God, I hope I can do that. But don't mess up. But it gives you an avenue to do the things you say you want to do together, and then that breeds even more success. Letting the other person know that no matter what, the love between you is not compromised, is literally the thread of every relationship you have in your life and ever had in your life. And we always remember the times or the people that gave us that love and that respect. You guys have a great day. Tomorrow is Dream Theme Thursday. Send in your dreams. I love hearing your dreams. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.